Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is October the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Haggai chapters 1 and 2. Remember your past and boldly face your present. We read in Haggai chapter 2 verses 3 and 4 like this. The word of God through prophet Haggai. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory and how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. And be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord. And work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. Haggai was a contemporary of Zerubbabel the governor and Zechariah the prophet. Haggai prophesied during the period about 18 years after the Persian king Cyrus had permitted the Jews to return to their homeland from exile in Babylon. Despite this length of time, the second temple remained unfinished, and Haggai's message urged the people of Jerusalem to complete the task. His message was bold and practical. In the words of Frank Gabelin, few prophets have succeeded in packing into such brief compass so much spiritual common sense as Haggai did. The people in Haggai's time had become discouraged with the new building, especially when they thought of the glory of the former temple of Solomon, which was one of the wonders of the ancient world. The aged persons who were able to recall the magnificence of Solomon's temple found big difference between the grandeur of the two buildings. Despite the difference in the external architecture, God was present in this temple as well, which made up for all the shortage. In the above passage that we read, it was Jehovah God who makes the comparison between the present temple and Solomon's temple, which was predominant in the minds of the people of Israel. By comparison, the new temple seemed as nothing in the eyes when compared to the old. In fact, Ezra confirms that at the laying of the foundation of the temple, many of the older people who had seen Solomon's temple wept during the ceremony. How gracious of God to recognize their deep concern and grief. In the similar fashion, many of us today are discouraged when we remember our past glorious days. What we should understand is that God did not discourage the leaders of Israel in Haggai's time from honoring their glorious past. But he did exhort them to turn their eyes towards the present. He challenged the leaders and the people with these words, "Be strong and work, for I am with you." Their newly constructed temple may not bring back the days of Solomon, but it would at least be a structure that they can be proud of. Many scriptures encourage us to remember and honor the past, but they also urge us to face the reality of the present. God is at work today, just as He was at work yesterday. God's Spirit remains with us today, just as He was with believers in times past. If we cooperate with what the Holy Spirit is doing today, we will bring greater glory to God and accomplish even greater ministry than has yet been seen. Let us beware that golden memories do not rob us of utilizing our present opportunities. God calls us to meet the needs of today. So even though we remember the past and what God has accomplished for us before, let us boldly face the present with courage and conviction, knowing well that He has promised to be at our side for our help until the end of the age. As we read the words of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20 like this. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."